Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
You know what I want? I want to talk sense.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Samson Folk. And today, joining me, a terrific writer, Joe Wolfen of The Score. He's a lead writer over there doing NBA stuff and tennis writing all the time. And also, he helps out with the Pound the Rock podcast. Joe, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. It's quite a time to be alive in this great city. So, I got no complaints.
In the day-to-day, and I know you're a sports writer, so obviously it's a lot of things, but in the day-to-day, what's the thing you've been most affected by outside of being a sports writer? The hysteria, everything happening downtown and around the city?
I don't know if it's just one thing. I mean, it's like that scene at Oracle after Game 4 was pretty overwhelming. To see that, like, I don't know what, like, 2,000 miles away, like that many Raptors fans showing out and shutting that building down. And just walking around, it's like Raptors gear literally everywhere. And having basically everybody in my life, whether they're basketball fans or not, and most of them are not, but they're still like getting equally excited and wanting to watch every game and like asking me questions about it, which, you know, can be a bit much, but it's just nice to see the extent to which it's like brought everybody together and gotten everybody super hyped up. I know there's like this tension sometimes between the kind of day oneers and the bandwagoners, but realistically, like without the bandwagon fans, it just like it wouldn't be the same. There wouldn't be that same kind of energy, and so I think it's great to see.
Yeah, well, I talked to Sam Holaku today, one of the founders of Raptors Republic. I did a podcast with him today, and he mentioned that in the 2001 series against the Knicks, he was at a party and he had to watch it on mute with a friend because there just wasn't much fervor around the Raptors at that point in time, and they didn't even want to let them watch it with the sound on. And then you come to now, and the whole city is captured by the moment, and everybody, like you said, is wearing Raptors gear, and everybody is in on it, and it's this big cultural declaration of love for the Raptors. It's so interesting to juxtapose those two things happening in the same 20-year span.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think basketball has certainly come a long way in this city, in this country, in the last 20 years. But I also think it's just, you can see what a huge difference it is when, you know, like that Knicks series, like while exciting, was, you know, first round series. And I feel like it really wasn't until they won that game 5 in Milwaukee that like the switch really flipped. Like there was definitely like excitement and energy around them up to that point. But like when they won that game 5 and came home with the chance to go to the finals, that was when I feel like it really exploded. And it just hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, I was talking to Blake that day, Blake and Lewis both, and Lewis thought they would win, but Blake, I asked him, I was like, do you think they'll win? And he was like, I don't think so. And I didn't think so either. When they took game 5, that shocked the hell out of me. That was really something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's funny because, so I've had this experience twice now where I went into that Bucks game five thinking they were going to lose. And I went into like the game four against the Warriors thinking they were going to lose. And in both of those games, they got into like huge holes in the first quarter. And both times, like despite watching that happen, I immediately like felt like they were going to win. It was just like watching it play out, like even as they were losing, there was just like, you can kind of tell that they were better, like that they were kind of like they were getting down because they were missing shots that normally they would make, but that the process stuff